the most likely generation of Americans visiting the public library might not be who you think. Millennials are actually leading the charge. Very interesting, but why? Joining us to talk about that is a millennial, Rachel Hadidi with the Plano Public Library System. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So why are so many millennials flocking to the library? I thought they read everything on their devices.
Well, I think there's quite a few reasons. I think it's some of the resources that they offer. Like, for example, at Plano Public Library, we offer a lot of technology classes, like it's 3D printing. We have a digital creation space where millennials can access Adobe or lynda.com, which all cost money if you don't have a library card. But we offer to it for free. And so if you live within the city limits of Plano or in one of our reciprocating cities, you can access all these resources for free.
Ah, there's the key there, free. Because these millennials want to spend their money on Starbucks and other things.
Exactly.
So the free Wi-Fi, I understand, is a big draw as well. Is that what they're coming and logging on and staying there for hours?
Yeah, and a lot of libraries have study spaces. Plano in particular has, they have group study spaces, open study, they have silent rooms, and they have individual study rooms.
I'll be honest with you, and I bet I'm not the only person that thought this way, and I hope I'm wrong, and that is that I thought libraries were becoming a thing of the past. They were being relegated to history along with the horse and buggy and gas lamps on the sides of streets because of the internet and because of all of the various gadgets that we have access to, all the information ever gleaned by humankind. Are libraries still doing well?
I think they are. Like, for example, at Plano, we have over 70,000 active users a month. We see 4,000 people daily, and we check out 11,000 items per day.
One thing that people find really cool at local libraries, I know Frisco has it, and I don't know if you guys have it, is a 3D printer.
Yes, we actually have 7 3D printers at Plano.
Wow, and are they used regularly?
Yes, they are. We have them currently at 2 libraries, and then we use several for staff training and for outreach events.
Now, do you have to know how to use those, and do you have to bring your own materials?
No, actually what you can do is you can attend our 3D printing classes, or you can design an object or download it online and bring it into the Davis Library. And we will go ahead and run it through our software and make sure that it's going to print, and then we'll go ahead and print it for you. So all you actually have to do is drop off a flash drive with your design on it.
Is there a cost for that?
Yes, it's 20 cents per gram.
And are there items that you will not create with a 3D printer?
We don't take like gun designs and stuff like that, but no one has actually turned any of those in. They're pretty respectful of our policies, so it hasn't been an issue.
What have most people been printing?
A lot of people have been printing like fun objects like little Pokemon. Someone printed a chess set. Someone printed, they'll like make designs that they want to sell to people, and so they'll actually 3D print them before it goes into production.
And it's very cool. How about kids? Are you seeing a lot of kids coming into the libraries these days?
All the time. It's really easy for our downtown location because a lot of the kids can walk there. And then the ones that are next to school, they see a lot of the after-school crowd. But we have a very regular story time crowd that comes in every day. So it just kind of depends on the day of the week.
Well, it's great to hear that there's still
really
so much
is.
Interest in the library.
Really is, yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Rachel. We appreciate your time this morning.